Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, April 27th. And then it was this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a penny, 801 and a half, July wheat down 6 1/4 cents at 1077, and July beans up 15 cents at 1720 and a quarter. Beans are strong overnight as Malaysia confirmed that the palm oil export ban on palm oil itself will go into effect tonight. That sent palm oil to new historic highs, sent bean oil to new historic highs. July oil got up to 85.77. We closed it around 85.16, so not quite as high as it was, but still new contract highs. Crush margins are strong in the U.S., about $3 a bushel. That's, you know, certainly underpinning the demand out here. Certainly looks like the crushers, if they can get a hold of some beans, they're going to make some pretty good money off of them. We didn't see any export sales this morning, but rumors persist that China did buy 10 cargoes of Brazilian beans overnight, which makes certainly some sense out here. The U.S. dollar has blown not only through the 102 yesterday, it's blown through the 103 mark here this morning. We're up 74 ticks at 103.05. That's just going to make exports harder and harder to come by, in my opinion. Though if the world needs the grain, they're going to have to pay up for it. Crude oil is down 135 a barrel here today. That may put a little bit of a damper on things. But overall, you know, these markets, they open higher and in the first 20 minutes or so, they tend to give it all back. Or they open lower in the first 20 minutes, make new lows, and then come storming back. So, you know, the market, the first, you know, 20 minutes or so hasn't been a great directional indicator of what these markets are going to do. But at any rate, the palm oil ban, it looks like it could last for a month or two. Analysts are saying that the Malaysians don't have enough storage. They're going to have to get rid of it somewhere. So they think a month or two would be the tops. I'm guessing it may be before that, but we'll have to see. Overall, we've got the cold weather continuing to plague the United States. We've got more storms, 2 to 3 more storms coming through the central Midwest next week. Doesn't look like it really warms up until we get to about the 8th or 9th of May, and then some warmer weather. And that's enough time to get the corn in the ground. That'll take some pressure off if that's the case. But until we actually see these numbers get over 50% planted, I don't think anybody's in too much of a mood to sell corn out here. So overall, the cool, wet weather is slowing planting progress. Right now, I don't think it's shifting too many bushels over to the beans, but if it persists, then we could see some of that. It was interesting that old crop beans lost to new crop beans yesterday. I'm not sure why anybody's really that interested in buying new crop beans out here, but that was the situation. So today it's going to be a little bit, we've got bearish crude oil for the grains, bearish dollar for the grains, but the palm oil situation may be enough to push everything higher out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.